producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. Lots of questions swirling around as we start the week. The biggest thing happening, I guess, on the political front has to be the fact that we've got the Democratic debate, the first one coming up on Tuesday out of Las Vegas. It's going to be on CNN, and I'm wondering if it's going to have the kind of ratings draw that the two Republican debates had. The first one on Fox drew incredible numbers of people, as the CNN one did. Fox outdid CNN just by a little bit, but people wanted to hear what was going on as far as those that were on the stage. And I think even in the first debate, because remember there were so many Republicans running, they had to split it up. With the Democrats, there's hardly anyone running, so they don't have to do that. It's just one stage. And if you rewound the tape of America Tonight a year and a half ago, I'm sure I would have said, as everybody I know in D.C. who called the show and talked about what was happening, it's Hillary Clinton, it's going to be Hillary Clinton, it's just a formality. We go through everything that you have to go through leading up to an election. But on the Democratic side of things, who is going to knock off Hillary Clinton? The answer is nobody. Now, things have changed. She still, however, leads in the polls. But does that mean she's going to ultimately get that nomination? I'd say it's a toss-up. What happens if Joe Biden jumps in? As for the Republicans, Donald Trump has really, really excited a lot of people that weren't too excited about others who were running. Is he just a reality TV star, businessman? Or is he the guy who has the right stuff to be president? He thinks he has the right stuff. He's taking his campaign everywhere he can, and I don't think he's going to let up. So the Republican deal makers or king makers, or a combination of both, are going to have to deal with it. Because I don't think they want Donald Trump to go independent. I don't think they want Donald Trump to just say, forget it, I'll just run on my own deal, because he'll take votes away if he stays along the way. I really believe that. So it makes an interesting quagmire, said correctly, for the Republicans in charge, for Reince Priebus, who's the chair of the Republican Party, who has to pull all this together and all the complaints and the thoughts and what should happen and where are we focusing. Because remember, ultimately, if Donald Trump gets the nomination, if he were to stay with the Republican Party, that's where all the money goes. All the chips go across the table, especially when you have that candidate. That's what happens. The president, in a 60 Minutes interview, said pretty much he didn't think Donald Trump would be president, referring to the whole reality TV thing and saying that he is a great publicity seeker when the Republican Party hasn't really figured out what it's for as opposed to what it's against. He thinks he tapped into something that exists, that there is anti-immigration sentiment, at least the Republican primary voters. He thinks Donald Trump knows how to get attention, that he is the classic reality TV character, and it's not surprising. But he doesn't think he'll end up being president of the United States. What do you say? Will Donald Trump end up getting the nomination or not? Now, he said he doesn't see him as president. He didn't necessarily say Republican nomination. Because you look at all the polls, And he's still on top. Republican-wise, he's still on top. Whether it's Ben Carson who's neck and neck, who's 10 points behind him or whatever, it still is Donald Trump. And I know there's a lot of people that like Ben Carson, and I think he was brilliant at what he did, and I think he has a voice, but boy, I don't think Ben Carson should be president. He's not who I would want to be president of the United States, because it's not always so soft-spoken, and that doesn't really bode well for what you have to do when you're president. It's not about that. I think it's more about, to me, there is a gentleness to him, but I don't see him with the fire that you see in some of the other people who are running. And I think you need somebody, it's like coaching, you need somebody who's got that stiff backbone, somebody that is their own person. And that, yes, they're going to have to listen to other people, and they're going to have to figure out how they navigate the choppy waters of Washington, D.C. But do they look in the camera, look in the eyes, so to speak, of the American people? Can they do that and convince us, this is what I think? This is what I've done. Here's who I've asked to advise me. Here's who I'm picking for my cabinet members, blah, 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 and so on down the line. That's what makes it so darn interesting. In a few months from now, it gets even more interesting. I mean, we've just tilted in the direction of, you know, pretty soon we're a year away from, can you believe it? Pretty soon we're a year away from electing a president. And by the way, speaking of Donald Trump for a quick second here, Trump mentioned that, you know what, sometimes I carry a gun. And remember where Trump lives? Of course, he has houses all over the place, all over the country in different spots. But he said it. He said, I pack a gun sometimes. Because the gun issue now is starting to bubble up after these horrible shootings at some colleges have ramped up this debate about guns in the United States. Will it end up being a backlash from people who are calling for tighter control of guns after three separate shootings at universities or colleges this month combined left 11 people dead, including one that just happened? So Trump told Face the Nation, because I like to have myself protected. And what happened was John Dickerson, who was hosting, then asked, you know, he asked Trump, do you carry? And he said, sometimes, sometimes. And this is a popular guy because of his comments on a range of what would be considered sensitive topics, whether it's immigration or whether we're talking about gun control. And what Trump said is that the gun laws had nothing to do with the shootings and incidents that were a fact of life, including what happened in Oregon on October 1st. The mass shooting at the community college in Roseburg, he said, was horrible. He said, had somebody had a gun in that room, the result would have been better. I feel much better being armed. Does this make you embrace Trump more? Or do you think that he's shooting himself in the foot? Hang with us. More about politics as usual on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Leave it alone, it'll come back around. Does that sound familiar? Most financial professionals are telling their clients that very thing. Don't panic. The stock market goes up, the stock market goes down. The real question you should be asking your financial professional is, do I have an exit strategy so I don't see a repeat of 2008? Look, friends, right now there are rumors circulating by many economists and self-proclaimed financial gurus that something significant could happen in September. I feel it's incumbent to warn you and help you at the same time. My friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute have a free report on how you can have an exit strategy. It's called How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your Savings, Retirement, 401ks, IRAs, and income. Don't hesitate. Don't wait for another 2008. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929 for that free report, How to Survive an Upcoming Economic Collapse.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Across this nation and other nations as well. Big shout out to Bobby and the boys in London as they send me periodically what they're doing and the fact that they're listening to America Tonight and say there's a massive interest in this election in England. One, because guess what? They gamble on everything and they are gambling on who's going to win the election. It's pretty interesting. One night we'll have somebody on and we'll talk about all of that. Grim joins us now. Hey, Grim, how are you?
I'm just laughing about what you said. I tell you, they gamble on
anything.
Yeah. How fast will the car rust? Oh, so didn't watch. Okay. How was your football weekend?
My football weekend was okay. It was a very strange weekend. You had three overtime games, and it was tough to predict what was happening. I did okay because I have some fantasy teams. I'm sure this is going to really, people are going to love to hear that. But I have some fantasy teams and I keep up obviously with what's happening in the Cowboy game. You know, did anybody nail the score? Could anyone have possibly guessed that New England was going to blow out Dallas? Yes, maybe they were going to beat them, but 36? I don't think so. We had no 36ers. Nobody was saying that. I think I'm playing it too safe with my... I had like 38-26. Are you kidding me? And you had 34-16.
Yep.
Yeah, so you weren't that bad. I mean, you were a little bit closer than a lot of us.
10 points off. And, you know, I was giving Dallas some credit there.
That's giving Dallas some credit. You know, we even had Peter at 28-10, so he came pretty close, Patriots. And Dan said 34-17, and a slew of other people were picking the Patriots, but nobody said 36. That was insane, that game.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Well, the best game I saw over the weekend was for my dad's alma mater, was Tennessee.
Oh, wow. What a game that was. I saw that game, too. I mean, you know, that game and then Texas beating, I think, Oklahoma was pretty big because it probably saved the coach's job, Charlie Strong's job. But that Tennessee game was big.
Oh, yeah. Well, you did not leave your seat.
No. No. And people say, oh, football is so boring. No, it is. Who says it's boring? I don't understand how people can be bored with some of these games. Because in the college game, you also had a lot of edge-of-your-seat moments. And Tennessee pulled it out, though, against Georgia. Remember, the final score was 38-31. But that doesn't tell you what happened during the game. I mean, there was so much back and forth in that.
It was close. They were close.
They were close to scoring. Yeah.
And that odd call at the very end where they didn't let the clock run out.
Yeah.
That you know, that was wild. Everybody thought it was over with, but it wasn't.
Exactly. It crazy, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, I love games like that.
I do, too. And if your dad was a Tennessee Volunteer, and so you have, like, a love for the Tennessee Volunteers, man, oh, man, that quarterback, unbelievable. How many yards he threw for, ran for, and everything else. He accounted for so much of what Tennessee did.
Well, he was like a steamed locomotive. He's slow to start, but, boy, he came on in the end.
Yeah. I even wrote his name down because I wanted to check him out a little bit more. Joshua Dobbs. Dobbs.
And unusual, too. There's a little restaurant in a small little town my mom grew up called Dobbs Cafe.
Oh, how funny is that? I mean, they were down 21 points.
Oh, yeah. That's what I mean. He was real slow, but boy, because when I was sitting there watching it, I just said, oh, no, not this, Tennessee. You know, I got up and I said, you know, you're going to have to do something. Then that's when it started, you know.
Exactly.
There were some good games. But I did this evening, I don't know if you caught any of it, Obama's 60-minute interview.
Yeah, I watched it.
And speaking of my dad, all I could remember is some of the times my dad used to say to me, excuses, 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 and lies. Now go get a stick. I'm going to whip you for lying.
I love it.
That's what came to thought when I was sitting there. And then, you know, they took a little break and he come back. You know, what else you got? I mean, that is just arrogance on his part. Being an intellectual, you shouldn't be doing that during an interview.
Exactly.
But I don't know, Kate, with China and the economy, and it's just, I hear that Scooby-Doo can run for speaker now.
Is that right?
Well, you don't have to be an elected official.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
That was, I thought that's wild. First time, I think they said second time in our history that you do not have to be elected official to be nominated for speaker now.
Yeah. Exactly. I had no idea. I have to confess. I mean, there's always something that slips by us, but I had no idea. I was stunned by that.
I was, too.
Yeah.
A little bit piece of history I never knew about.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially our history, our constitutional history.
Exactly.
But it makes you wonder who out there in the private sector really wants to get up there and change things, money talks in D.C.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm just kind of wild to wait to see, who may have a lot of money that might just want to try.
Mm-hmm. There is some truth to, it's like earlier we were talking about, do you want, who do you prefer? It's like we have now this taste for not wanting the career politician because there are some good career politicians, but unfortunately, we've been plagued by a lot of lousy ones lately. So that when we keep saying we want fresh, new, different, I think it's we want people. We want a representation of ourselves. We want that person that stands tall and, hey, they can take it if they mess up and they admit it. They're not dancing around the lingo.
Well, we need somebody that does that.
Yes.
We really do in speaker. I mean, because if China wants to start, you know, foreclosing on us, if our, you know, if they raise the interest rate and our economy starts to go downhill, and then China wants to foreclose on us by taking land as payment, what are we going to do? Because that's what they're already doing, is buying up land.
Right.
And then, you know, if, you know, there's a refusal to give the land, I don't know, Kate, because, you know, they come in just like in any embassy and claim it's now sovereign, you know, China's land.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, and that's happening right and left.
Real quick, like, for personal protection, because, you know, you're talking about Trump carrying, the best thing you could carry is a Taurus, the one that handles both 410 and 45. They call it the Judge. It's a six-round revolver with 3.5-inch barrel, and I'd load it with buckshot because you don't have to be a good shot, but if somebody's on PCP or something like that, because that's why cops carried 38s, is because it had the knockdown power to knock down a drug addict from coming at you.
Yeah.
And this Judge, it's perfect personal weapon, you know, 3.5-inch barrel, 6-round revolver. Every other round with buckshot and the others with slugs.
Oh, man. Brutal.
But, the bad thing is you know this, your brother tell you, most people that carry, they train, because most cops that do get shot, it's usually because their weapon was taken from them.
Yeah, and that's so scary. You're right. And that's not often discussed, but that's absolutely true. The statistics show you that.
Oh, yeah. Well, your best weapon is not a gun or any other weapon. Your best weapon is your mind.
Yeah. How to outsmart somebody.
Or get yourself out of the situation you're in.
Yeah, absolutely. That's it. Absolutely. Grim, thanks for the call. Wow, that was a long one, talking about a couple of different things, and you heard what Grim and I were saying, talking about the Obama interview on 60 Minutes, and that is the conversation that a lot of people are having in the mailbag with us. So we're going to hit the mailbag coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you. people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Music is a word within itself. There's a language we all understand. With an equal opportunity for all to sing, dance, and clap their hands. Well, just because a record has a groove, don't make it in the groove. But you can tell right away it's Dr. A when the people start to move. They can feel it all over. They can feel it all over.
To hit the mailbag, and when we look around and see what's happening, you know, we've been talking about a lot of politics on this show, of course, kicking off the week, all of our frustrations bubbling out, the interview with Obama on 60 Minutes, and, you know, what he unleashed, and ultimately, I'm sure we'll hear a reaction from Donald Trump to it, as he thinks Donald Trump is not elected president, and Trump always answers the bell, no matter what that is. How about this, though? This might have slipped under the radar for some people. We suspended our program to train and equip the Syrian rebels. Now, this was discussed. There's no question, because what we found out about the Syrian rebels wasn't so great. So we're suspending it. That happened as of Friday. They were announcing that it's an operational pause. That's the way that they say that, an operational pause. The Undersecretary of Defense for Policy, Christine Wormuth, was on a conference call late on Friday, and she said it. She was careful to say, you know, hey, we're not halting the program. It's not halting the program. It's adapting it. What? It's adapting it. And then Defense Secretary Ash Carter did a news conference in London saying that the U.S. remains committed to training forces in Syria against ISIS, but is looking for ways to improve the program. So the new strategy means supplying military aid to oppositional leaders fighting ISIS instead of training and equipping the rebels. Do you know how much we've spent on equipping the rebels? You ready for this? Drum roll, please. $500 million. We spent $500 million on that, so that's out the window. They're saying they weren't satisfied with the efforts and and various reasons why. Now it's more basic equipment to the groups because they want to mitigate the risk is what they're saying. Part of it is mitigating the risk. Of course it is. So the new program includes ammunition, communication equipment for the Syria Arab Coalition. 5,000 moderate rebels in the north is basically what that group consists of. So that's a change. And didn't we know that this was going to fail right from the beginning? Of all the approaches, I mean, wasn't it destined for this to happen? Yes, absolutely. All right, on that note, let's turn to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This one from Jake in Austin, who says, Kate, I listened to the Prez's interview on 60 Minutes. It was okay. I can't totally trash him for the whole interview. It seems like he is saying whatever he thinks now. But I think he's wrong about Donald Trump. He thinks he can't be elected president or won't be elected president. I would say not so fast. Because if Trump is neck and neck with whoever the Democrats throw out there, what do you think the big push is ultimately going to be? Whether the Republicans like Donald Trump or not, if he snags the nomination, he gets all the backing in the world. He'd have to. The Republicans don't want to lose another election. Otherwise, who is it that's going to be president for the Democrats? Is it going to really be Hillary Clinton? Is it going to be Joe Biden? Is it going to be Bernie Sanders? What do you think? Yeah, what I think is it's alphabet soup on the lower end of the Republican side of who's running for president. Because polling-wise, everybody keeps saying, oh, who cares about the polls, except for that got certain people better television time in the debate, so it did matter. And then also the conversation and where the conversation goes. Who's getting the most ink? Donald Trump. One, because he's saying all kinds of things that he feels that are tipping the scales in the opposite direction. And thousands of people are coming out to hear him on his stop, so he can't be ignored. And there's nobody even close on that scale. Ben Carson and Carly Fiorina have jumped up, but not to the point where you look at them and say, oh, yeah, that's definitely going to be, I would be stunned. I mean, Carly Fiorina as the nominee, no way. Just no way. That would be a shocker. But I think it'd be surprising if it was Ben Carson, too. So unless, I keep saying this, unless something really different comes out of the blue that we just, why would they step in this late? They wouldn't. Because you need to get that PAC money and people excited about you, too. I just don't see any other scenario where it's not. You know, why does Jeb Bush stay in this? Once officially, though, because that's the thing. Once you go into the primaries, then it all counts. Then we know the true pulse out there. And maybe it is going to be different from what we see in the polls. I just don't think so. But it could be. Could be different. Jeb Bush, he's hanging in this thing, and if I'm him and I have Donald Trump creaming me that way, and then I go into the primaries and that starts to happen, boy, it wouldn't take me long to come up with some excuse to get out. When you think of that family and the legacy they have in politics, why do you just keep getting pounded? It doesn't make sense. Then it's a question of when are you escaping, how are you getting out, all that whole kind of discussion. All right, we move to another one. This one is from Ben. Kate, I just listened to Obama kind of dance around the whole Hillary Clinton thing on 60 Minutes. I feel like I'm going to be sick. He didn't completely absolve her, however, of the servers and the information, but he found a fancy way to not level her, and he probably knew that was coming. Certainly he did. So he did dance around it in his own way. Are you surprised he didn't just completely throw her under the bus? No, because that would be bad politics. If he, no matter what he really, really thinks deep down of the Clintons, Bill Clinton did him a favor when he spoke at the convention and got people excited. So, and then Hillary Clinton does the Secretary of State thing. And I think part of the exchange has to be, okay, well, next time around, I'll, you know, it's your turn. So he's playing this carefully, is the way he's playing it. And who knows for sure if Joe Biden's going to jump into this, because he may decide, you know what, it's too much strain. As much as I would love to do this and go after this, after my son dies and everybody thinks I'm going to run or they don't think I'm going to run because of it, I just don't want to do this. But this is his last chance. If he doesn't run this time around, I can't imagine that anything would change as he would get deeper into his 70s, and I don't see it. Then forget it. One more on this subject. This one from Sin, who says, Cindy, who says, Donald Trump, you know, I'm a Republican. I don't really care for Donald Trump, Kate. I don't know if it's because I'm from the South. He's so brash and obnoxious and annoying. Does he have a few good ideas? Yeah. Do I like the way he delivers them? No. Am I impressed that he's a straight shooter? No. He can afford to be. That's how he was raised. That's who he is. So that's not a shock. I think it's just that we aren't used to hearing anything straight because there's so much spin attached to our politicians. Well, you nailed it. That's the part of the reason why some people are excited about him, because we're always hearing politicians through a veil of something else. This one from Joseph. Kate, nobody nails the score. When is somebody going to nail the score? I want to hear the balloons come down from the ceiling in your studio and the party horns go off and somebody win the dang computer. The guesses were terrible this week as the Patriots just annihilated, leveled, crushed the Dallas Cowboys. Let's hope next week the Cowboys not the choice for nail the score. I don't know if I can call in, but if I can't call in, I will certainly send you my guess. Yeah, so that's a good reminder. On Tuesday into Wednesday, depending on where you live, second hour, last segment of the show, just that last segment we do, Nail the Score. Computer randomly picks the game of the week in the NFL. You call up, you say what team you think is going to win, and throw any kind of guess out there. And it can be any kind of guess, because no guess is too crazy or stupid or wild, because there's not these primary numbers. They're all over the map. Sometimes you look at a scoreboard and you say, wow, is this really football? That's why I think it's so much easier than it has been in the past. How's that? Much, much better. How about this one from Ernie, who says, Kate, I don't know if you know this or not, but you probably do. Did you see the blast, the crazy bombs that went off in Ankara, and there were thousands of people around, so a lot of people were killed. You're talking about the bomb that went off in Turkey, and there were people that were on the streets just kind of milling about. There was the site of there was really two deadly bombs that went off, just tore through crowds. It was a peace rally that was going on in the capital a day earlier, so there's a lot of people around. And the attack has no group claiming it so far, no responsibility. You know how many people were killed? 97 people. Killed at least 97 people, probably could be higher. Wounded 250 others. And boy, oh boy, what is going on in Turkey? A lot of distrust there, that's for sure. It's atrocious what happened. Deadliest single terrorist attack on Turkish soil. Stay with us.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Get past the people, get past the shit, man. Get on top, get on top, get on. Get on your good foot. Get on your good foot. Get on your good foot. The good foot. Run down the curb, let go, stay out. Ow. But so beat my don't let it get about.
Never get tired of Mr. James Brown. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Time for one of my favorite segments that we do. Patrick Eggdorf joins us, our technical maestro, and we do a little true or false. How are you, Patrick?
Oh, I am doing just fine tonight, Kate.
Yay! Okay, so here's our first one. Actor Shia LaBeouf. You know who he is? Transformers?
Oh, yes.
He was arrested on 6th Street in Austin, Texas, just a couple of days ago on charges of public intoxication.
True.
Yes. Because of pending adjudication, they say, no details are going to be released. That's what the Austin Police Department had to say. He's had a few run-ins with the law recently. Last year, he agreed to get alcohol abuse treatment as part of a settlement because of a Broadway meltdown that he had. He was initially arrested by the cops in New York in June last year for using obscene language, spitting at a police officer and refusing to leave a theater performance when he was asked. So he's a talented actor, but lately he's been having some problems in a lot of different areas. He was also accused of plagiarizing. He writes screenplays, and he was accused of plagiarizing from another writer a couple of years ago. And he is popular. He is good at what he does, but he's alienating a lot of people with his behavior. Now, this is public intoxication, so he's not actually going after any actors or anything. We'll see where this all ends up. In the meantime, how about this one? From the health world, you might have seen this story, maybe or not, depending on if it's true or false. And we talk so often about cures for things and, you know, what is it that what we can do to help people who have some sort of a handicap, something that happened when they were a kid or was an accident or whatever. So true or false, Mark Pollock is now competing with a hand bike in Norway. Although he was blind, sports became a passion for him, so he was able to find a way around this. What happened was, as being a blind man, an accident as an adult also, you know, pretty much left him paralyzed. But he didn't let his physical setbacks stop him. He had, he had others help him with the assistance. He walks with the assistance of a robotic exoskeleton, and that's how others helped him by making that happen, because he was blind, then he was paralyzed by an accident. So true or false?
I'm going to say true for that one.
Yes. How about that? He, it's true. He grew up in Northern Ireland. He's blind. He had that crazy accident as adults. Then he had the paralyzation that he had to deal with. He didn't let the physical hold him back, and he was able to do things like he graduated. He went to Trinity College in Dublin. He had an operation on his left eye, and because he's permanent, and it was unsuccessful because he's permanently blind in both eyes. But this exoskeleton, this robotic skeleton, has really, really helped him because he's really able to walk as a result of it. And I think when people in Ireland see him, he just warms a lot of people's hearts. He's an inspiring kind of cat. He did a TED talk, and I think it's incredibly interesting to watch him. And we complain about whatever it is we complain about, and look at what this poor guy, you know, goes through. All right, we move on to something else, and I'll ask you if this is true or false. And this has to do with a journalist. Washington Post Rezanian was sentenced in Iran. An Iran court handed down a verdict in an espionage trial of this Washington Post journalist. Jason Rezanian is his name. And this is according to the Iranian student news agency. They reported it over the weekend. The family said the lack of information is unbearable, and they're having a hard time following this. He is the Post bureau chief in Tehran. He was detained in July of 2014, and he's been in jail for over a year despite all the outcry. So, true or false?
I'm going to say true again.
True again! How about that? Yes, it is true. The deal is he supposedly was sentenced, but they don't know what the sentence is. They don't know. He and his wife were both taken into custody. She was later released, by the way. And so he's kind of become that symbol of what's dangerous to journalists around the world. And he has dual Iranian-American citizenship, by the way. So he's been detained in Iran longer than any American journalist in the past. That hasn't happened. And now the fear is, oof, where do they go from here? All right, true or false? Boy, McDonald's is really shaking things up. First, they decided to serve breakfast all day long, which apparently is going pretty well. Don't know any of the numbers yet, but know a lot of people are talking about it and getting breakfast at different times. And now they decided that Ronald McDonald needed a facelift, so they've decided to change the color, believe it or not, of his signature hair to purple, because more children are attracted to that color and relate to it after they did numerous consumer studies. True or false?
I'm going to say false.
It is false! I couldn't trick you. Yes, they would never mess with, well, I shouldn't say never, never say never, but I can't imagine they mess with a symbol like Ronald McDonald. You know, they had all those different characters, the Hamburglar, and things have come and gone in McDonald's world, but that is like sacrosanct. He's their statue. He's their statue. He's their dude for sure. Dogs are definitely man's best friend, Patrick. How about this story about the Oregon shooting victim service dog was a huge comfort to Travis Dow, grieving his fiancée because she was among the people who were killed at that Oregon Community College. And while he was grieving, he forgot all about the dog, Bullet. What happened to Bullet? Did Bullet get shot, or what happened to Bullet? Bullet was Serena Moore's service dog and was by her side in the classroom as she sat in her wheelchair. So they found Bullet, and now Bullet is with this fiance who says the dog gives him massive comfort. True or false?
I'm going to say true for that one.
Yep, it's true. You have 100%. You scored 100% on our little test.
I think that's true. The first time I've done that, 100%.
It is the first time you've done it. So, woohoo, congratulations. It's not like an SAT or anything, but it's good. So, the story is sad, but in another way, he has the dog, and it is comforting to him. She was one of the first people, Serena Moore, that was shot when the bullets started to fly, and so you know, the dog was not killed, and the dog has been with the fiance for whatever comfort that is. He's been posting pictures and stuff on social media. How about that? Thanks to all of you for listening to America Tonight. Remember, if you had any thoughts on the show or anything else you want to share, do it! Man, all you have to do is go to americatonight.net, click on contact, and bada bing, you're in. Make it count, everybody. Thanks, Patrick.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.